Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Florida, one of my least favorite governors, DeSantis, bad news, very, very bad news individual. What skullduggery is he up to now? Well, here's what he's up to. He announced yesterday that he was assembling an election police force. An election police force to investigate election crimes. That's the way he put it. To election crimes committed by people trying to vote. Now, talk about putting a chill on voting. There's an election police force that's going to roam around to investigate election crimes. The idiot said that the 2020 election in Florida was compromised. That's amazing. Trump won Florida. Trump won Florida. He made inroads in southern Florida, especially around Miami, into the Latino community. Trump got double digits more of that vote than Biden, double digits over what Hillary Clinton had gotten. In other words, Trump fared worse against Hillary Clinton than against Joe Biden in the Latino community in the Miami area, and almost by double digits. And this idiot says it was compromised. You know, I'm tempted to say, you're right, it's compromised. Biden won Florida, and that was a joke about Miami. The sad thing is, I follow the science and I follow facts, and that election was not tampered with. People, and this is a separate issue for a separate discussion, but it showed up in the Virginia vote yesterday. It showed Tuesday. It showed up in the New Jersey vote. Even African Americans and Latinos slightly reduced their support. They're not buying some stuff, and we are going to talk about that. But for DeSantis to say that the 2020 election was compromised in Florida when Trump won, DeSantis got reelected the last time he ran. He's simply lying, but he wants to send around election police to scare people for one reason, because he's running for president in 2024, and he wants to get up there and say, I'm for everything Donald Trump does, but I'm not Donald Trump. So you don't have to worry about me grabbing people between the legs who are strangers. In one case, first class, reaches over the armrest and just grabs her right under her skirt, allegedly. And the other one was a woman's changing a dress in Berghoff Goodman. There's no one around on that floor, and he goes in. Jean Carroll said he raped her. Then he said she's a liar and a whore, and she sued him for libel, and that case is pending. And for some reason, Merrick Garland thinks that he should, at our expense, defend Trump. I can't believe that, quite frankly. Hey, Merrick, let me tell you something. Pull out a picture of Bobby Kennedy and then follow your instincts and start suing people around the country who are tampering with our vote. You're doing it in Texas now. We're going to talk about that later. How about indicting Trump for threatening the Secretary of State in Georgia, Raffensperger, telling him to forge a little over 11,000 votes so Trump can win? And if he didn't do it, there'd be criminal consequences. That's extortion. If organized crime came to a guy and said that, I want you to forge something, and if you don't, you're going to be in jail. That is extortion. In any event, getting back to DeSantis, DeSantis says, well, the election police are going to, he might as well get these guys fur hats with a red star on them, just like they do in Moscow, kick open the door, say, are you with us, citizen? You know, and this scares the hell out of people. You know, a bunch of guys come in fur hats with a red star on them, or North Korea. So what he's supposedly looking at is they're going to remove haphazard drop boxes. They're going to go into urban areas, see a drop box, and just remove it. Who the hell are they? The legislature didn't approve that. And down there, they have a gerrymandered legislature. But who is the governor to appoint policemen to go around before election day and just grab haphazard drop boxes? What is a haphazard drop box? Who decides? I'll tell you what, there's not going to be any of them that are deemed haphazard in Naples, west of the freeway, where the condos go for $8 million and that kind of thing. There aren't going to be any removed there. You know where they're going to be removed? They're going to be removed in Miami and Tallahassee and places like that. And then he says the election police are going to clean the voter rolls. Oh, really? Oh, really? The election police are going to clean the voter rolls. Not state election authorities who have protocols and procedures where if somebody doesn't vote for a period of time, they can send them a postcard at that address and say, are you still alive? Did you move to California? Where are you? Are you going to vote? Do you want to stay on the vote? You don't even have to say you're going to vote. Are you going to stay on the voting rolls? And they get postcards back saying, yeah, I just haven't voted for it. That's cool. But if you send this postcard, they don't come back and you haven't voted in 5 or 6 years, maybe they remove you. Because I can tell you that during my life, you know, when I went from college and I go in the Navy and I come out and I go to some more school, go here, go there. When I left a place, I didn't send a letter to the election authorities. I didn't, as a kid, I didn't know who they were, and say, I'm leaving now. No. So I get it. But, you know, the Republicans want to do it every 90 days in Democratic areas. I'm not going to do that. But whatever the best practice is around the country, that's why there should be federal legislation on this. That's why H.R. 1 and SB 1, among others, are so important. You know, maybe it's 3 years, 5 years, and you send a postcard, it doesn't come back, you scrub him. Then if the guy's still there and he's too lazy to respond to a postcard, okay, then he can re-register. But these election police are going to, quote, clean voting rolls. Then they're going to, quote, stop ballot harvesting. Now, the only instance of ballot harvesting that ended up in criminal court and was wrong was in North Carolina. And it was Republican. And what happened is, and you may have read about it, the guy would put in for ballots, sometimes without the knowledge of people who didn't vote much, and he'd fill them out. And then he'd stuff the box. And that's a crime, and it should be. But the Republicans are extending the name ballot harvesting to somebody like, say, in Dane County, where they'd have voting day. People would show up in a park. They filled out their own ballots. Nobody else filled out their ballots. And then there'd be somebody from the clerk's office or somebody else with bags to take them and then get them in where they're supposed to go. That's not ballot harvesting. In the Navajo Reservation in Arizona, the closest mailbox to some of those houses is 40 miles away. The closest drop box is 40 miles away. And a lot of elderly Indian people don't have cars. So a neighbor, a young neighbor will come by and say, you have any mail? All right, your vote. And they put them in a bag and then they take them down and they stick them in the mailbox or the drop box. That is now a felony in Arizona. And this is the kind of baloney that's going on. We do not need election police going around and roughing people up and going, Mabel, I smell some fraud here, Mabel, and she'll get frightened as hell and she will not be a poll worker anymore. Got to stop. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.